my name is Prue Blackwell and I'm the presiding member of the Gawler and District's Health Advisory Council. The Advisory Council's responsibility is to engage with its local community, understand the health needs of its community, and then inform Country Health and the Minister for Health about those needs. We've been in existence since about 2008. But today, I'm talking to the Director of Nursing and Midwifery, Jerry Lloyd, and we're specifically talking today about Christmas at Gawler Hospital, including hospital services and some of the community services that go with it. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, Prue.
Now, tell me about Christmas here. How does it all work? Obviously, it works every day still.
Christmas is always a bit of fun at Gawler Health Service for the staff, and we try to make it fun for the patients as well. So Christmas Day, if a patient is unfortunate enough to be in hospital on Christmas Day, we have a special breakfast and we have a special lunch, and quite often the staff will wear a gimmicky hat or special earrings, and everybody's very cheery at Christmas.
Lovely.
A few days before Christmas, one of the local church groups comes and they sing Christmas carols through the corridors. All the patients love that. Every year we get really great feedback about that. We continue to have all our normal services except the elective surgery. So all of the other services continue at the hospital. We still have babies.
Babies being born, yes.
Babies being born. And the first baby, or any baby that's born on Christmas Day, receives a gift basket, which our midwives do little tiny mini fundraisers throughout the year. And they put together, buy some nice gifts, and they put together a basket for the babies. And if there's no baby born on Christmas Day, then the babies that are born in the next few days get those baskets.
Yeah, lovely.
It is lovely, and it's just a one way that we say to people that we understand you're here and you're in hospital and it's not really where you want to be, but we try to make it nice. The emergency services continue for the full Christmas period as they always do. So accident emergency is open for 24 hours a day, every single day. There is always a doctor on site at Gawler. The staff are really well trained.
That's very good information for all the residents and people from further afield.
Mm. It is really important that if people are unwell over Christmas, that they come in and they seek some assistance.
Yes.
Because quite often the general practices are shut for a few days. And this year, because Christmas is on a Monday, the general practices are shut on the Sunday, the Monday and the Tuesday.
Right.
So it is really important that if people are unwell that they come and seek some assistance. People who come into the accident emergency department are not always admitted. They often can be treated and sent home. So last year we had quite a number of patients who came in with gastro tummy bugs, and we were able to treat them with an IV drip and some fluids, some medication, and then they went home again. Not everybody has to be admitted, and people shouldn't worry about that aspect. The operating theatre closes down for elective surgery, but we still provide emergency service for babies who need a cesarean section. So those urgent midwifery cases.
Yes, yes.
The community health services, so that's Country Health Connect, as it's now called, and those services are provided by community staff who drive around in the yellow vans and the yellow cars.
Have you seen those around. They're very bright and they're very clear. Yeah.
They're very clear.
Signage is clear.
They're really well done, those cars, the way they've used the wrapping on the cars. Those services are available. Most of them are available business hours only, but the community nursing service is available all days, all week, 7 days a week generally, but the public holidays, they're not available.
Right.
So for example, the community nurses might be going in to provide some wound care for someone, but if they won't be able to come on Christmas Day in Boxingdale, they'll work out an alternative process for that. So we still continue to provide really great service to the community right through the Christmas and the summer break. The nurses are always cheerful on Christmas Day.
I bet they are.
They often work a short shift, so that they can be home with their families. And really, Christmas in the hospital is, we try to make it as fun as we can for patients without it being a bit overbearing. So,
yes, and it's unfortunate if you have to be in hospital, I guess your key message is, please don't assume that things aren't going as normal. Mm-hmm. They certainly are, and particularly in accident and emergency if you need something very quickly.
Yes. Yes, we're open.
And of course, for nursing staff who are not home with their families, they want their day to be good as well.
Hence,
they want to make it cheerful for everybody.
They do. They do try to make it cheerful for everyone. And we have, as I said, we have a special breakfast and a special lunch, and the staff often wear the flashing Christmas badges and hats and those sorts of things. And there's always a lot of food around for the staff.
Essential, yes.
Essential food. So there's always chocolates and there's always fresh fruit and those sorts of things for the staff on Christmas Day as well.
Mm. Oh, thank you very much, Gerry, for all of that information. So, listeners, you can be appeased that there is actually ongoing service at Gawler Health and with the Community Health Service through Gawler, through Country Health Connect. And could you just remind people of the telephone number here, perhaps, Gerry?
The telephone number for the hospital is 85212000.
Thank you. Okay, so people can ring that any time, 24 hours a day.
They can ring that number 24 hours a day and they can be directed to the area that they need to speak to.
Excellent. Mm. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you You're for welcome. Your time. And I look forward to seeing you in the new year.
Thank you, Prue. I think it all is planning to be a very nice Christmas and a very special one. And I did notice that it's not going to be very hot.
Ah, well, that's good news for everybody.
No, that's right.
Thank you again.